It is Rally Week here on KFUO,
yes,
and the Coffee Hour. It's Monday as well.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is Monday, and we've got some snow rolling in here in St. Louis momentarily.
Snow that will actually supposedly, like, lay on the ground, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That will stick on the ground.
It's Monday. English is hard for me this morning.
You have coffee in the cup. What's your coffee this morning?
Oh, this is Costa Rica today.
Uh-huh.
We had to get a new flavor. We were running out of options. We only had two, so we had to get another one.
Costa Rica for a Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm like doing too many things, leaning away from the microphone while
I know, it's a little crazy in here.
It sounds like I'm far away. Speaking of far away, not too far away, we have some friends in Council Bluffs, Iowa, who have been doing some magnificent things.
Yeah.
We got to talk with them not too long ago here on the Coffee Hour. Yeah. We talked about St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and the magnificent music. And I am super excited. Can I say stoked? Is that?
Sure.
I'm really,
go for it.
I'm really excited about this.
We'll allow it.
Great music that we get to share with you. And by share with you, what I mean is during Rally Week, if you make a gift to KFUO for $100 or more, we'll be sending you a CD from our friends at St. Paul's Music Conservatory. And if you want to give away, you want to keep one for yourself and give away one, you can do that too for a gift of $150 or more. But we want to talk about the music. So let's have our friends join us. We have Pastor Nathan Sherrill from St. Paul's Music Conservatory joining us this morning on the phone. Good morning, Pastor Sherrill.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Excited to talk about St. Paul's Music Conservatory. And Pastor Timothy Frank, he's administrator for St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Council Bluffs. Pastor Frank, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the St. Paul's Music Conservatory and the great music. Oh gosh, I don't even know where to begin. Let's talk about what is St. Paul's Music Conservatory. Let's start with that. Who wants to tackle that one?
Well, I'll take a stab at that, Andy. St. Paul's Music Conservatory is a parish-based music conservatory whose goal is raising up the next generation of musicians for the church and community. And there are really three primary things that we do right now. One is a simple task of teaching studio lessons. We have 12 instructors and over 100 students here locally that take lessons in basically everything you can imagine, but including piano, organ, voice, guitar, strings, winds, brass, percussion, just about anything you can imagine. We're very excited to do that, but then we do some other things as well. Today we're talking about our resource development in relation to the CD that you're using, that we're happy to share with you and all of your listeners, as well as other musical resources, one of which is our piano series and other series. We're excited also to talk about a guitar series, Hymns of the Season for Guitar, that's underway. Maybe we can do that. Pastor Frank could talk about that a little later. And then also, our third component to our mission is strategic development and planting music conservatories across the country and potentially in the foreign mission field, and encouraging music departments, and especially in churches and schools, to extend the gospel through music. So we're doing lots of different things. And ultimately, here coming up shortly, our goal is to establish an RSO in Synod, basically a music development agency, bringing together lots of musicians from all across our Synod, collaborating and working together to continue to promote God's word through music in the best way we can.
So this is a far-reaching, a very broad spectrum plan you have going on here. That sounds it's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Absolutely. Pretty soon, Sarah, we're going to have a conference call, bringing in lots of people who are have established music conservatories or are seeking to establish, and we're going to be discussing the nature of this work together. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of those. Mount Calvary Music Conservatory in Omaha, Nebraska, and Pastor Andrew Gierke, Pastor Jonathan Wegener at College Hill Music Conservatory in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Michael Giuliani at J.S. Bach Academy of Fine Arts Academy in Naperville, Illinois. These are all examples of churches that have seen the benefit of outreach through music, and we're working together with these and many more.
That is Fantastic. And as this grows across the country, what a fantastic resource for all of these communities. So you talked about all of these resources that you're making available for the church and that the children and the community that's involved at the conservatory are involved in. And I have this Christmas album in front of me, and it's beautiful. A lot of our favorite Christmas tunes and carols and hymns.
17 of them, Advent and Christmas,
yeah,
packed in.
Which is pretty fantastic. Can you give us a brief overview rundown of what our listeners can hear on this CD?
Sure. I'll take a stab at that. So they will hear primarily guitar arrangements of these hymns. And carols. We were able to draw on the talents of a composer that we have on staff here, John Tim, as well as Mike Rollins, our guitar teacher, who both of them contributed to the original arrangements of all these hymns. And then we also were able to include some viola, clarinet, and voice.
I'm excited. During the in-between segments here, I'm going to share a little bit with our listeners.
Give
them a little preview. I know it's not quite Advent yet, but...
I mean, I was listening to Christmas music the last night. Not going to lie.
It's because of the snow. That's what makes us do it.
And we sang Bach yesterday, so I'm all in, like, classical music.
I don't understand why Advent isn't 9 months long. What do you think, Pastor? Shouldn't Advent be 9 months long?
Well, here we are already preparing in our choirs the music for Advent and Christmas.
That is true.
That's the challenge of a musician. You're working on Christmas music. Some of us as early as like August, September, preparing for the Christmas season, depending on how much you have to prepare. So you never know what really the church season is because you're preparing Christmas music. What are some of the highlights or some of the selections on this CD to share with our listeners today? Pastor Frank?
O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Jesus Came, the Hymn, the Heavens Adoring, Hark the Glad Sound, Savior of the Nations Come are all the Advent hymns, Christmas hymns like O Come, All Ye Faithful, Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising, Of the Father's Love Begotten. So wonderful variety of hymns. That are both familiar and perhaps stretch us a bit.
One of my favorites, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming.
That's a good line.
I might be playing that in between the segments here,
oh boy,
so our listeners can catch that.
I like Now Sing We Now Rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
actually.
Lots. So this is a great CD, and we're so grateful that you have partnered with us so we can share this music with our listeners too, as they support KFUO. And by supporting KFUO, you're also supporting our friends at St. Paul's Music Conservatory, and just so excited about what you're doing to help our brothers and sisters, especially our younger folks, make great music. There's something about the art of making music that is just, I don't know how to describe it.
It's kind of
let me describe it for you. if I could, I can't let the opportunity pass. Our beloved Claire Hauser is in the house with us today.
She is a
deaconess student and our development director for St. Paul's Music Conservatory. And if I could make a comment on the strategy behind the CD and then have Claire speak into the area of development a little bit. These are absolutely well-loved hymns. We all know that in our church body, Lutherans come to Advent service or Christmas service, and if they hear any of these hymns, they're well-loved. But this CD is done in a strategic way to be, somewhat more easy listening or a little different sound than we might normally hear when we enter the sanctuary, although it would also be fitting for that. But it's all there. These are done in such a way that these can be purchased and distributed all throughout the neighborhood around your church simply as a goodwill gesture in keeping with an evangelical motive. And anybody would enjoy listening to these, even if they'd never heard a hymn before or been to church before. For example, St. Paul's Music Conservatory is active in outreach. We're all over the community. We had students playing in the grocery store last year, in Hy-Vee grocery store, in the produce aisle. We're in museums. We're in nursing homes. We're in a bakery, all over the place, playing lots of different music, but especially this music, and either selling or more and more giving the CD away. The CD, however, is also catechetical. So if you think about it, and if you look at these hymns, you say, gee whiz. I mean, this is our faith. So this is a wonderful example of doing what we can do best as Lutherans. Remember, the Reformation began in large part by communicating the gospel through music. This is one reason we value KFUO. We value what you guys are doing, Andy, Sarah, everybody else there. We appreciate your work, and your work is very important and vital, especially when we consider historic Lutheranism and spreading the gospel through music. So any way we can support that, we want to do that. And one way that we are being supported that in that effort is by the efforts of Claire Hauser. And I just want Claire to speak into this for a minute or something. So if we have the time, I'm going to pass the phone to Claire. She's just going to say hi and give you an idea of what she does.
Sure. Welcome, Claire.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So like Pastor Cheryl said, this CD is played by our students and our faculty. And these are songs that we have been playing in our local community. So one thing we want to do as development is help other churches develop what we're doing. So if this can be played in churches and communities can be hear that this is what students can be doing already, playing these hymns already at a beginner level, it's such a blessing that we've shared this in our community, and now we want to share it in others' communities as well. So,
well, thank you, Claire. And this is merely by coincidence, but as a deaconess student, we have your fellow Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne deaconess students coming in to talk with us in just a little bit, talk about their trip to the Dominican Republic coming up in just a little bit. What a small Lutheran world.
I know, such a small Lutheran world.
Well, I am so grateful for this music of St. Paul's. I listened to this CD quite a bit.
Is it on repeat yet?
It's not on repeat, but I did listen to it. It was a part of our Christmas Country Church tour last year.
Oh, yeah.
And excited to because we were able to get it a little early and share it with our listeners who were on the Country Church tour last year. Excited to share it with our listeners this year as part of Rally Week. Thank you so much, Pastor Cheryl and Claire and Pastor Frank. Thanks so much for being a part of Rally Week and for this great music and all the fine folks who are part of St. Paul's Music Conservatory. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to share this with our listeners as a part of Rally Week. So for a gift of $100 or more, we'll send you a copy of the Christmas album, St. Paul's. It's Christmas album, Volume 1.
Yes.
So that means there is more to come.
There's going to be more.
St. Paul's Music Conservatory, or a gift of $150 or more. You can keep one for yourself and give away one as a gift. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Or in St. Louis, 314-821-0850. And I might share a little bit of that music here in just a minute. Thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour. More to come. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You're listening to Fall Rally Week, all this week on Worldwide KFUO. Make a gift today. Call 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850.